There is another difference, though, between Jesus' answer and that of Hillel, which is relevant today. Because for Jesus, the first commandment was to love the Lord our God with all that we are and all that we have. Only then did he call us to love our neighbours as ourselves. In 2013, the Girl Guides Association in the UK changed the wording of its vows from a promise to love my God to a far vaguer commitment to be true to myself and develop my beliefs. To live well, it seems, no longer requires God. At least that is the view of the Girl Guides Association. But for Jesus, such an approach is both untrue and unwise. Loving God and loving neighbour belong together, and the best, most fruitful life is lived in loving communion with our Creator as well as with our fellow human beings. Lord, you have made us for yourself, as St. Augustine famously put it, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you. How then are we to love? That's a big theme in 1 John, one of the shorter letters towards the end of the New Testament. In chapters 3 and 4, John teaches us that love is about the way we act, rather than what we say or how we feel. He emphasises that love drives out fear. He goes on to remind us that love of God and love of neighbour belong together. And finally, two great statements. First, simply, God is love, and then we love because he first loved us. We receive, we give. That is the secret of a life that earns a different kind of tribute. Not just, he never did anyone any harm, but rather, well done, good and faithful servant. Come and share your master's happiness.